Welcome to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders who impact our community. Now, the recipient of 3 First Place Virginia Association of Broadcasters Awards and the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Our focus this morning, the 29th annual Mayfest. The actual Mayfest is next Saturday, but starting this coming Saturday, the plant sales begin. We'll focus on everything involved with Rappahannock Adult Activities this morning with Melissa Suter of she's a horticulturist with Rappahannock Adult Activities, and Kathy Valentine is also here. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Melissa, I'll start off with you because the plant sales get started this weekend, and the plant sales are a big thing, a big deal.
Oh, yes, most definitely. It's one of our biggest fundraiser, actually. Last year, our gross sales were $31,000 over the course of 2 weeks. So that's money to help individuals come to our programming that don't have a waiver. So it is very important to us, and it is a place that hits home for me.
That's a lot. That's significant money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it takes a long time. People don't realize, you know, we start preparing for this plant sale pretty much the week after it ends. You know, we'll start planning for next year in 3 or 4 weeks. We start labeling pots, filling pots with soil. All of that starts in January. Planning, ordering plugs, ordering seed. It really is a year-long process to get ready for these 2 weeks.
People ought to go to and just check out the Rappahannock Adult Activities Facebook page, because you've got some really spectacular pictures of all the plants.
Yeah, and we've been trying to include just different things, you know, pictures of interesting flowers that we have this year, as well as information, you know, some educational pieces there as well about different vegetables and different gardening tips and things of that nature.
What's the best seller?
Probably the vegetables, I would have to say. You know, we're selling vegetable plants for $1 a piece. So that it really is a bargain. We have 26 varieties of tomatoes, about 15 varieties of peppers, okra, cucumber, squash, cantaloupe, watermelon, you know, all of your common plants. And, you know, our tomatoes, we're really known for having a lot of heirloom varieties. So of our 26 varieties, I think it's 12 to 13 that are actually heirloom tomatoes.
The plant sale, again, starts this Saturday, goes to May 9th. But you shouldn't figure that you got until May 9th to come in and get your pick of things, because we were talking beforehand that a lot of these will be gone this weekend.
Yeah, of that 31,000 that we sold last year, almost half of it was done the opening Saturday. So almost half of our inventory was completely gone in 1 day. So people really should come out early in this plant sale to get the good things.
And a lot of people plan on this, don't they? This is what they make. They see when the plant sale will start, and they're there right away Saturday morning.
Oh, yes. We've even had people stop this week. We've had people stop because they're just curious. They, you know, I know I can't buy anything, but can I look around? So we've actually had a few people stopping this week.
I'm sure you probably have people that would like to come early and start.
But we can't sell anything until Saturday. So
The one thing that the thing behind all of this, the plant sale, and this ties into the work of Rappahannock Adult Activities, this gives a lot of people are behind and help you out with getting these plants ready.
Oh, yes, most definitely. We serve approximately 170 individuals with intellectual disabilities at 7 different sites now. We have grown a little bit. And, you know, those different sites schedule times to come to help me. So leading up to the plant sale, every day I have 2 to 3 groups that come in to help. And you know, these guys love it. They love to put labels on pots. They love to fill the pots with soil. Some of our guys that have some really good fine motor skills are even able to help with some of the larger seed and some of the plugs and things of that nature, and they absolutely love it. And you know, the greenhouse is just a calming environment, and it's relaxing. That's why so many of us garden, is because it provides us therapy as well. And so our individuals just really enjoy coming out there and enjoying it. And of course, we listen to music and dance sometimes in the middle too, but we have a good time. We really have a good time, and it gives them a sense of pride.
Well, and to be able to see everything grow, and you start, like you say, in the early part of the year, and now everything's ready to go.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And everybody loves, you know, the guys love to come out and just see everything once we have everything set up. And they like to pick out what their favorite flower is, you know, based on their favorite colors and things like that. And a lot of them, you know, the first thing is, can I take one home? So, you know, they really enjoy the fruits of their labor as well.
Yeah. Kathy, you and I have talked about Mayfest now. We were talking at least for a decade, maybe more.
Yes.
And both the plant sale and Mayfest itself, this is really, always in my mind, really the start of spring.
It is. It is for all of us, I think. When we think of Mayfest, we think, oh, yes, it's time to get moving on spring and get things done. And this is a good way to open it up. We celebrate a lot of things at Mayfest. And the main thing, though, I think we celebrate is the individual that comes with intellectual disabilities, because they have a place in society. And this is one place where they can come out and enjoy the day. They can enjoy the music. We have full entertainment throughout the day, live. So it's bands, and they get to dance, and they get to be with their friends. And that's a big part of their community, is just being out with the public and enjoying people. And so this is a great way for them to meet new people and also to see all of their friends.
For people that aren't aware, talk a little bit about the work of Rappahannock Adult Activities.
Well, it's not simple, to say the least. It takes a village,
yeah,
to create a community that feels comfortable for them to be in. And we certainly have a community of people that are employed with Rappahannock Adult Activities that give their all every day and work with the individuals. You know, a lot of people, when you hear of intellectual disabilities, you think of the person that you may see on TV, and that's good. You know, we're all for that. But we serve a different type of person, and that's usually that we're serving the severe and profound. And there's a big gap between what you may see on TV and what we are serving. A lot of the individuals that we serve cannot physically move themselves about. They cannot speak. They cannot feed themselves. So their day could be just sitting in a corner and nobody ever noticing them. But we don't have that happen. That is not our goal. We have a goal that each individual can get out into the community and be a part of this community of the Fredericksburg area. We cover all the way from Stafford, from the very north border of Stafford, east and west, as you go out towards King George, all the way down to Caroline County, everything in between. So those seven sites are set in those different areas, and they're working within the area that they live closest to. So they get to get out in the community in that area that they're working in, and then we spread them out even farther. We make sure that they're out and doing things. They volunteer. We work with the Friends of Rappahannock. We work with a lot of different churches, and they're out there helping to get things done. So they're not sitting in a corner any longer, and that's the goal of Rappahannock Adult Activities.
Is there a waiting list?
There's always a waiting list. Unfortunately, you know, we only have so much budget we have to work with.
Yeah.
And in saying that, it's provided by the Medicaid waiver. And so an individual coming in usually will have a waiver. And that's determined not by us, that's determined by the Commonwealth of Virginia, how many waivers are given out each year.
Back to the plant sales, Melissa, what time on Saturday do the plant sales start? When will the line start forming?
Well, we actually open the register at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And that's when the register opens. We've had, in the past, we've had people sitting in the parking lot at 8:30, 9 o'clock.
I bet.
You know, it really is. The word has spread about our plants, the quality of our plants, our purpose, and where the money goes. And so people really do come out to support us, and I really commend that. But our register doesn't open until 10, but we are open until 4. So
okay.
It's 10 to 4 on our opening day.
Okay, and that's on Saturday. And then next Saturday is the actual Mayfest itself, and we'll get into all of that. Kathy mentioned the entertainment. We'll talk about what's available through the day. We're talking about Rappahannock Adult Activities this morning at the 29th Annual Mayfest. Again, that occurs next Saturday. The plant sale begins this Saturday. Melissa Suter here, along with Kathy Valentine. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook. Just search News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Rappahannock Adult Activities are focused this morning and the 29th Annual Mayfest. It's next weekend, this coming weekend, this Saturday, 10 to 4. It is the plant sale that gets underway from this Saturday until May 9th. But as Melissa Suter just mentioned, don't wait, because a lot of things will sell out even by this weekend. Kathy Valentine is also here. Kathy, as we talk about the work of Rappahannock Adult Activities, talk about what a day is like for the people that are involved in the program, because it's like you say, the goal of this program isn't just to put people in a corner. You keep people busy and engaged.
Yes, we do, and their day starts very early. I have a daughter that's involved with Rappahannock Adult Activities, and I think she gets up way before I think about getting up, something like 5-something in the morning, and her transportation then arrives, and she's taken out to the Spotsylvania area to one of our sites out there. They start off the day. They make sure everybody's comfortable when they start their day, that they have all things available that they'll need, and then they sit for a few minutes, and then it's out the door, and they're on a bus going to somewhere. Sometimes it's to the YMCAs in the area. We use the Spotsylvania Y, we mm-hmm. use the Massad Y, so and we use the King George Y, so, you know, there's just a lot of opportunities that way. Plus then, on top of that, they will go and do such as the folding of envelopes for churches or for Friends of Rappahannock. They have places where they go and do recycling, and they're known around the community as one of the best recycling groups in town. And the people that work and have them come in always say to us that it's such a joy to see them every week. They look forward to having them come into their place of business. So they stay busy in the morning, and then they come. Usually they'll either be out for lunch or they'll be back at the site having lunch, and then they go again. And they'll go until probably about 2:30, quarter of three, yeah. 3 o'clock, and then they come in, and then their day is ending, and then they wait for the transportation to come and pick them up and take them on home. So, you know, they're working a full shift.
Well, and this gives them something to do, like you say, gets them engaged, and
yes,
they get involved in activities. And because this is for, and you can speak to this as a parent, this is something that as they transition from being children to adults. When you're dealing with intellectual disabilities, there's the question: what do we do next, and what options are available?
Well, as a parent, you have the option of having them at home. That's an option you have, but you have to always think that, you know, you're not going to be around.
Yeah,
our lives are not, you know, forever and ever, and it comes to a close at some point, and they're there at home, and you're not, and so there's got to be something for them to take and have as their own, something that they feel proud about doing and something that they feel as though they're a part of a community other than their family. And when they're in school, during the time of their schooling, that's the norm. And then suddenly they graduate. They'll graduate about 21 years old. And if they don't have something, then they're just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I understand people that do make that decision. That's their right to make that decision, to keep their adult child at home. But usually, for the betterment of that individual, they need something. And Rappahannock Adult Activities tries to fill that gap, giving a day support center that they can come to and react with their peers. Many times, our daughter will tell me how she saw people that she went to school with at Stafford and graduated, and that she spent time with them that day. And she'll just be all excited that she got to see so-and-so, you know. And that's important. But not only does she have her friends that she went to high school for, now she's got a whole fleet of friends. Yeah. 170 people is not a small group. And she, you can say, who do you know that person? And she'll say, yeah, that's so-and-so. And in the community, when we take her out, people come up to her and say, well, hi, how are you today? You know, and she will know them from being out in the community. So her life now is probably more connected with her community in so many ways than it is with us. We're all leading our own individual lives.
It helps them, but it also helps the parents or the caregiver.
Greatly. I mean, we see that if the Medicaid waiver rates go down and as far as the amount of money, not only the amount of money that's given, but also the amount of waivers that are passed out through the next year, if those take a nosedive, we see suddenly that abuse occurs. And you start picking up the paper and seeing that in some area of this district, someone has had a grave problem. And it could be that mom needed to go to the store and somebody was locked in the house with intellectual disabilities. And even a fire can occur or some other tragedy can occur. And so we don't want to see that happen. It's not fair to the family as a whole, and it's certainly not fair to that individual.
And we were talking a little bit earlier about a waiting list, and I know that you wish you had more funding, because unfortunately, a lot of times when there needs to be cuts, state funding or federal funds shrink, and these are the kind of programs sometimes that are impacted. And unfortunately, I mean, these programs are vital to a community, and they're vital to you as a parent and for the person.
That's very true. This past January, February, we were down at the Capitol visiting with the legislators as they were looking at how to spend money. They only have so much, we understand, in the pot, and there's a lot of different pulls on them to spend that money appropriately. But when it comes to the individuals that have intellectual disabilities, we can't just hide and say, oh, we'll take care of that later. Later doesn't happen for them. Later is now, and we need to take care of that now. This year, they did give out some waivers, and we also have a situation where the Department of Justice has got a lawsuit still with the effects of that on the Commonwealth.
I was going to ask you about that, because Virginia's kind of under the gun here, that they've been told that the state needs to make some changes.
Yes, they have, and they are making some changes, but they're going about it sometimes with a dragging foot. That's probably the best way to say that. You know, it's one thing when you think you're doing things correctly and then the big brother comes in and steps on you. And so a lot of times we look at it and say, but really, we need to look at how come big brother's stepping on us. The waivers come at minimal amounts a lot of times to the whole Commonwealth. And when you look at the waiver and you see, well, they gave out 200 waivers, well, that's nothing. Because the minute you have those waivers given out, you have a graduating class all across the state coming into the system.
Yeah.
And so these people, if they don't have their waivers coming out of high school, they have to sit at home. Or the parents have to find something to do with them. We do take self-pay, but I hate to tell everyone, it's about $21,000 or more a year for these individuals to be at RAI. So not every family has that available to them.
Wow, I didn't realize that it was that expensive. And then that
right.
Shows you what it costs to run the program.
And that's for life. That's not a four-year education.
Yeah.
That's not sending somebody to college. I know college expenses are expensive. We've done that, and I look at it now for what our daughter that went to college, you know, and I look at it now and I say, oh my gosh, you know, we couldn't do that, but this is for life.
Yeah.
Once they graduate, it's for their lifespan.
One of the ways that people can get involved is through the Community Give. We're gonna we'll talk about that when we come back after our break. I do want to talk about that because that's May 5th and is going to involve a lot of nonprofits in the area. And the Community Give is one thing that Rappahannock Adult Activities is involved in. And we're gonna get we will get to that when we come back. Before we take our break, though, Melissa, as we talk about this, and I just think of what you do as a horticulturist. And working with plants, that's your life. But you've also, it's not just the plants, you're working, you've made a commitment to work with the people that are involved with Rappahannock Adult Activities. And just even this morning, but I know over the years as you've come in and talked about this, you have a really good time working with them and training them and just interacting with them.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, I have the best job in the world, I'm convinced. It's very rewarding. You know, I'm fortunate enough to be in a position where it's something that the guys enjoy doing. You know, I'm not trying to, very seldom do I have to really encourage someone to participate because most of the time they come in the door ready.
Yeah.
You know, what are we going to do today? Can we play in the dirt? You know, what can we do? So I am very fortunate and very blessed to be in the position that I'm in.
What do you do from, because it's so intensive for you from the beginning of the year until now with Mayfest, and you said that you're really working on Mayfest
right. The
whole year, but after the plant sales are gone, what's the rest of your year like?
Well, we do have a fall sale as well. We will have a fall sale coming up in September, October. So as soon as this sale is over, we'll order mums, we'll order pansies, and the guys will come in and we'll label some pots and we'll put some dirt in some pots and we'll plant some mums. And then, you know, some days, especially when the summer days are so hot, it's too hot to actually be in the greenhouse.
Yeah.
So for the summer months, we pretty much set up on the patio that we have there with the umbrellas and some fans, and we'll propagate some house plants, or we'll play plant bingo. I've made several bingo games, and we'll talk about the vegetables that we're choosing, and we'll play bingo. We'll play other games that are plant-related. Last year, we actually had a whole week of pineapple. You know, we realized that a lot of these guys had never tasted fresh pineapple, so I bought a bunch of fresh pineapples, and we talked about where they came from. They got to taste them, and they planted the tops, and now I have about 6 pineapple plants. So, you know, we try to make it as educational as possible, but also keeping it fun as well.
You're part teacher, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's my background.
So, okay. Again, it is Rappahannock Adult Activities, our focus this morning. Mayfest is next Saturday, the 2nd, from 10 to 3, and Rappahannock Adult Activities at 750 Kings Highway, 3 miles east of the Chatham Bridge, if that gives you any kind of indication as you're headed out toward King George. The plant sale begins this Saturday. It's from 10 to 4, the plant sale from May the 9th. From April 25th through May the 9th is the plant sale. Melissa Suter here, Kathy Valentine, more on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Voice it now on Facebook. Search News Talk 1230 WFVA and place your comments now. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Kathy Valentine is here this morning along with Melissa Suter. They are here to talk about the work of Rappahannock Adult Activities and Mayfest that takes place next weekend. The actual event, the plant sale, begins on this Saturday through May the 9th, as Melissa told us a little bit ago. The registers open up at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, and that is when you can start buying plants. Do a lot of people just get armfuls or
we cartfuls? Have wagons.
Wagons.
We have lots of wagons, and those wagons get a lot of miles on them, which is what we enjoy. And then, you know, also, I hope people realize we are more than vegetables. You know, we do have a lot of vegetable plants, but we also have some gorgeous hanging baskets. We grew about 175 hanging baskets this year. We have large containers that are ready to go. You buy them, set them on your porch, and you're done. So we've got everything for the easy gardener. We've got lots of plants for those that want to put their own together. We've got everything for your vegetable garden. We're a one-stop shop.
And I'm going to take some of your pictures off of your Facebook page and put it on our Facebook page today just to show that, because it just looks like it's amazing what you've got, and with, like you say, both vegetable plants and then the flowering plants.
And you know, we do try to keep up with, in addition to working with the individuals, I also spend a lot of time researching what's popular. You know, what the hot items are, what's going to be popular this year. And you know, I'm famous for being the one in the grocery store grabbing the magazines, flipping through real quick while I'm waiting, just to see what people are seeing. But we do have lots of the proven winners varieties, which people will be familiar with. Lots of Calibrachoas, which are very popular now with the double blooms, and just lots of interesting colors, lots of interesting varieties, and even some things people have never heard of probably. So
what is going to be hot this year, do you think?
You know, it seems like blue containers for some reason. Every magazine I'm looking in, you're looking at blue containers. So we have lots of different shades of blue in our containers, and lots of hanging baskets with blue lobelia. Blue is just a hot color. Yellow, of course, is always an interesting thing. And a lot of the new varieties now, for some reason, orange is coming out. So there's lots of, like, there's an orange petunia now. There's just orange everywhere, and we've got some orange geraniums, and those tend to sell really quick, so it's a popular color as well.
You know, it occurs to me you could put the blue and the orange together and you'd have UVA colors.
Well, you know, I'm a Hokie, so I don't know that I'm going to be doing that. But
okay, just a thought. One of the things that you mentioned, I think I saw it on the Facebook page, where because you said you research a lot of this, and so people, I may buy something that I'm not quite sure what it is, but you have information there that is going to show and tell what plant's going to look like.
That's one thing that I kind of took on when I first started with Rappahannock Adult Activities. I felt like, you know, we were getting a lot of questions from customers, and there were only so many of us and so many of them. So my effort was to make it easier for the customer to find the information that they needed about the plant. So in front of every single plant, there is a laminated sign that shows you, if that plant's not blooming, what it will look like when it does bloom, tells you if it takes sun shade, partial sun shade, gives you some information. Sometimes it's little interesting historical facts about the plant, because sometimes that'll sell a plant as well. So, you know, it is kind of interesting to just walk around and look at those signs and read the information and decide based on that. But in addition to that, you know, you don't just have to depend on those signs. We have a whole crew of master gardeners from the area that we are very blessed to work with, and they come in and volunteer to help us plant. They also volunteer to come in and help us sell. And so we have a lot of those master gardeners that we rely on to help customers, and they're very, very knowledgeable, very well educated on planting, and they love to help people. So that's something that you don't get at your big box stores, is a personal assistant to help you shop.
Yeah, because sometimes, I know, with, you've got a master gardener, you can just tell them, this is what I've got at home, or even show them a picture, and they'll know. They'll be able to say, why don't you try that?
And of course, the master gardeners are a project of the Virginia Cooperative Extension Service. And so we also will have a table set up with lots of information that'll be in our vegetable greenhouse. Lots of information about tomatoes, about watermelons, about each type of the vegetables that we're growing, and the best ways to grow them, manage them, you know, everything about Virginia soils. Lots of information at that table. So when you come out to the plant sale, make sure you check out that table for some information.
And that'll help you, because I know a lot of people will say, no matter what I get, no matter what I plant, I can't, I kill everything. And getting that information, learning about the soil will help you.
Right. And the beauty of these master gardeners is, you know, they tend to focus their volunteering time where they are most knowledgeable. And so the master gardeners that are really good vegetable gardeners are going to be with the vegetables. And they are very eager to explain to you, well, this is the best way I have found to plant a tomato plant, or this is the best way I've found to keep those squash bugs away. And, you know, so they're very quick to share that information with their shoppers.
Yeah. Again, it's Mayfest and the plant sale that starts this Saturday. It is at Rappahannock Adult Activities, 750 Kings Highway. If you're headed toward King George, about 3 miles from the Chatham Bridge, but that's where you can't miss it. There are signs out for Rappahannock Adult Activities. Kathy Valentine, we were talking a little bit earlier about just funding and that kind of thing, and the kind of funds that Rappahannock Adult Activities needs. May 5th is the Community Give, and it's an opportunity for people to give to nonprofits in the area. And I know Rappahannock Adult Activities is a group that's involved with the Community Give.
Yes, Community Give started last year, and we got on board, and it was a wonderful year for us. So we looked at it this year and said, there's no way we're going to miss this. We're going to be involved. And we were approved as an agency to be involved, and we are gung-ho on having people sign up for Rappahannock Adult Activities when they go and look for the different agencies that they want to give to. We are listed, and that would be under RAAI. You know, it's a great way for people to give the amount that they want to give to not only our agency, but other agencies too. Mm-hmm. And it goes on. You sign up on a different time. You can put it in whenever it's convenient for you. If you're thinking that it ends at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, that's not true. It goes all 24 hours.
Yeah, it's midnight. Midnight to midnight.
Midnight to midnight. So we just want to make sure that people understand that, you know, if you're up at 11 o'clock and you're getting ready to go to bed, you can whip over to your computer and you can actually put in your donation at that time before you go to bed. Or if you're up early in the morning, you can do it, whatever time suits you. But it's a very important way of giving because it's one of the most fair ways I know. It's more driven by the people that want to give,
yeah,
versus any other way.
Because unfortunately, as we've talked about, boards of supervisors, city council, state and federal government are cutting back funds, and that impacts what groups like Rappahannock Adult Activities, and in this case, families that are really counting on having their adult children taken care of, a lot of times they can't be part of the program or the program gets cut back.
That's right, and we've seen an influx of individuals coming into the area from the training centers at Virginia, which have been closed down by the Department of Justice has done that. Said we have to do that. So they are working to do that continually. And there's been 2 to 3 now that are being shut down. And so these individuals have nowhere else to go suddenly. Well, then they need support in their own communities. Mm-hmm. And we have an influx of those people coming to us. And so as we look at this, you know, that means our facilities are getting tighter. As far as, you know, you can only put so many people in a building.
Yeah.
And you only have so many people that can staff. You can have a staff. So all of these things are costly. And we need those funds to continue to move forward in the direction that serves the community and serves the individual.
And you've just talked about your own personal story. You've seen what, in your daughter's case, what having a program like this in the community has meant.
It certainly has. It has increased the quality of her life tremendously. You know, she doesn't have all good days, and we all don't have good days. And sometimes she just lets everybody know it's not a good day. And I think that's a concern for parents because we feel that, you know, we're out of touch then. When we give them over, we're out of touch. But that's not true because I do get phone calls, and I do get when there's a situation that I need to be aware of. You know, I mean, if she's just going to sit down for a minute and say, I'm not moving, that's fine. But if she really has a problem, then I'm getting a call. And yeah. So I'm still in touch. Even though she doesn't live with us at this point, she's living in a supported placement home with a family. You know, so she is involved in their family, but she also has, we're still guardians.
Yeah.
And so we still get those calls. And we get reports on the good days too, so it's not like we have just abandoned her and left her, but through our AI we're able to keep in touch on her daily routine, what's going on.
Well, and you think just for a minute of what so many people's lives and what would be like without a program like this.
Be detrimental.
Yeah,
it would be detrimental to them, the individual, and it would be detrimental to the family. In our situation, we have 3 children, and Andrea was the oldest, and she's the one with intellectual disabilities. And as we look through our other 2 children, you know, they've had some heartaches along the way that we've had to be there and support them. And so if that was the case where she was constantly there, I couldn't have gone to Denver this past, or San Antonio to help our daughter move to Denver and spend a month away. It would have been impossible. So, you know, this gives me the opportunity to be the parent that I need to be for all of our children.
And those are things we just don't think about.
No.
And we were talking off air about how the waiver you have that she's got here, if you were to move and want to take her to another state, you wouldn't, that waiver doesn't transfer state to state.
No, it doesn't, and that's a problem, especially as we have an increase of people that are retiring. The baby boomers are retiring, and they have children that have intellectual disabilities and have the waiver. They really have to plan out their future and what's happening. Once they're allowed this waiver and given the waiver, it's theirs from 21 on, but that is through state by state. It's not some federal funding. So you cannot transfer it to another state. And in looking at that as you retire, that gets a little bit hard because you know that there's times you're going to have to be with your child that has intellectual disability, your adult child. And flying in immediately, as we all know, is not easy sometimes. And so it gives you great pause for what you need to do. And that's something the federal government needs to regulate probably better.
Yeah.
That is something that they have to say what we can do as far as transferring off state to state.
It's interesting because a lot of the issues we've talked about this morning, if you're not involved in it like you are day to day for a lifetime, these are issues that you never think about.
Even our delegates and legislators do not know this, and senators do not know a lot of this. And it's not their fault. It's probably our fault because we haven't told them as well as we should. So we intend to do that. We intend to push forward.
Well, and that's why it's funny that a situation or, you know, a Mayfest kind of event gives you a chance to talk about that.
It certainly does, and it makes the public aware.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest part, because the constituents have got to say, wait a minute, in any issue, and in this issue, this is where the constituents have to write in and say, wait a minute, we need to change something.
It's Rappahannock Adult Activities. Our focus this morning, the 29th Annual Mayfest, is next Saturday, 10 to 3 at 750 Kings Highway, 3 miles east on the Chatham Bridge toward King George, if you're headed that way. The plant sale begins this Saturday, 10 to 4, and the plant sale is from the 25th through May the 9th. Kathy Valentine here, along with Melissa Suter. More coming up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook. Just search News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about Rappahannock Adult Activities this morning with Melissa Suter and Kathy Valentine. The Mayfest, 29th Annual Mayfest, is next Saturday. The plant sale begins this Saturday, 10 to 4. The plant sale goes until May the 9th. We'll run through some of what to expect at Mayfest. One of the things we haven't talked about, Melissa, is the market, and there's a lot available there.
Yes, our individuals are actually getting paid minimum wage to run a small store, so to speak, or what we call the market, where they're going to offer bags of potting soil, tomato cages, gardening gloves, some cookie mixes in jars that they have made, earrings, magnets, lots of things that we felt gardeners would appreciate. So when you do come in, their tent will be set up at the end of the sidewalk. Please stop and visit them because they appreciate that. And they'll also sell raffle tickets for the big raffle at Mayfest.
Okay. So that's interesting that you can, this has really turned into more than just plants. You can get all that you need for the whole year.
Absolutely.
So look for the market. That'll be there this Saturday.
Yes.
Okay. As far as Mayfest, next Saturday, it is from, I know it begins, Kathy, with there's always a breakfast.
That's absolutely true. The support program case managers are always out there with a great breakfast for your day to start. And they always have a smile on their face, and they're ready to greet you no matter what time. You know, if you wanted to sleep in till 10, you may miss it. But if you're there at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, you're able to get breakfast.
Okay.
We also have live entertainment that day. And this has happened for, you know, as long as we've been going, we've had live entertainment. And we have Donnie Stevens and First Class Country. We have Bob Williams. We have Gay. We have Historyland Chorus. We have The Sounds of Silence with Becky Bennett. And we have Rappahannock Area Kids on the Block. So it's a variety of people that have given their time to come out and help us out. And in doing so, we all get entertained. And you can get up and dance. That's a marvelous part about it. If you feel like your body needs to move, get up and dance with these guys. So this is a good time for everybody. We also have silent auction, and we have raffles, tickets, as Melissa mentioned. We have a moon bounce. We have bake sale. We have food. You know, great hamburgers and hot dogs. People love these hot dogs that we're serving. So at any rate, you know, it's something that the whole family can enjoy. Yeah. It's not just we need to go buy plants. There's a lot going on.
I was gonna say Mayfest itself is really it's for families, but anybody
in the community,
any age can enjoy themselves.
Yes, and we do have all ages, and that's kind of neat in this day to have the oldest to the youngest attend our event.
And it's an important fundraiser, as we've talked about, for Rappahannock Adult Activities. And again, May 5th. Is when Community Give takes place.
Yes.
And if you feel that Rappahannock Adult Activities is something that you want to support on May the 5th, check it. And you can find out more information. Go to the Rappahannock area. Go to the website for Rappahannock Adult Activities, and you'll find all the information.
Also, we're on Facebook finally, and we're also on Twitter, and we need fans. So let's get out there and push that like button for Rappahannock Adult Activities Incorporated, RAAI. You can find it on Facebook and also on Twitter.
As I mentioned, there's some fantastic pictures that, at least I guess you are partially to be
partially
commended for. This is some good activities or some good pictures with all the flowers. Again, the plant sale begins this Saturday, and as you said earlier, don't wait, because a lot of things will be gone on Saturday.
Come early.
And you got plenty right now, and everything looks healthy and ready to go.
Oh yeah, everything looks wonderful. You know, it really has been a good year. Things are blooming, things are pretty, and we look forward to seeing everybody come out Saturday so we can share that with them.
10 to 4 is the plant sale. The plant sale goes until May the 9th. The 29th annual Mayfest is from 10 to 3 next Saturday, May 2nd, 750 Kings Highway in Stafford County, on your way on Route 3 toward King George. That's it for Town Talk. Melissa Suter and Kathy Valentine, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Good to see you, and we'll talk soon. That's it for Town Talk. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.